So the reading this morning is from the book of Psalms, and it's the first psalm. So if you've got your Bibles with you, you might want to turn them to pretty much the middle of your Bibles where the psalms are. And we're reading the very first psalm as we continue with our theme on prayer. Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So Sally is going to speak to us now about prayer everywhere. And as she does that, I'm just going to pray for her. Lord, we thank you for the gift of prayer. We thank you for the opportunity for relationship with you, to share our hearts, our everydays with you. As Sally speaks this morning, Lord, would you speak through her, through your Holy Spirit, into our lives? In Jesus' name, amen.
So I'm going to talk about prayer this morning. I'm going to talk about the prayer of the examine. If you remember last week, Paul talked about prayer generally, and we looked at intercessions, and I led some intercessions where we looked at the world and its needs, and I particularly focused on families, and together we joined in that prayer. Now the examine, Paul talked about the examine, and he said it's prayer without ceasing. And it's lifelong as a continual prayer with God. So we're going to look at that this morning. The examine might be familiar to you, in which case my great apologies, because I'm going to talk through it. So I do hope that it's a refreshment for you in thinking about it. And if it's something you haven't come across, then I'm going to share this booklet here that you can see, The Prayer of the Examine. It's from Gloucester Diocese. And if you look on the news link, the newsletter that we've got this week, there is a link through to all the slides that you're going to see. So you can have a look at it yourself, and we'll try and put it on Facebook as well, so you can see it there. Okay. So the reading this week that Phil's just done is from Psalm 1. And you might think, well, it didn't use the word examine in it. Well, it didn't, no. But what it did talk about was meditation day and night. And it talked about streams of living water, by living by water. And that really, really speaks to me. And it speaks about the examine. A tree alive by streams of living water and meditating all through day and night. I see the tree as us, each of us being fed and nourished by that water. Our roots soaked in that water. And that water is God. God is constantly around us in our day to day, right through each moment, as Phil said, through the sorrows, through the joys. He's with us. He's never away, like the water soaking. And we may be aware of that, or we may not. And the examine asks us to be aware in that day to day, that moment to moment of God with us. So if we look at the prayer of the examine, let's just go through the booklet. Let's look at the next page. What is it? There's a really succinct description there, and we'll read it. We'll read it together. It says, the prayer of the examine is about taking time every day to help us see God's hand at work in every aspect of our lives, encouraging a greater sense of his presence, a greater sense of gratitude, and seeking his direction for our lives. So we'll look a little bit more at that in a moment. And if Martin will just skip on a little bit, is it for me? Well, this booklet from Gloucester gives us a bit of an idea of the type of person that it thinks will be able to do the exam in. I think it's of such a useful prayer technique that even if you don't think you fit these two categories, I think it has great value for all of us. So when you see that in the booklet, think, I might not be like that, but I think I'll give it a go and see how it goes. Okay. So if we move on to the next slide, Martin, thank you very much. And we'll just have that on for a moment, remembering the day, because that's actually what we're going to do. That we're going to move through the exam in about a couple of minutes and work through this booklet. So let's keep that there, because some of the photographs in the booklet are absolutely beautiful. And that one is, isn't it? Remembering the day. And we'll do that in a moment. So God, our living water, feeding us always, always present. And we take that water in right through every 24 hours, as the psalm says. And I look back at my life and I know God's been ever present through my life, through the joys and the sorrows from my childhood, right through my teenage years and my adulthood. And now through these difficult days, days that we wouldn't imagine to be so tricky. Who would have thought? But here we are, and God is with us. He's with us through it all. But when I look back through my life, I've always known God's close, but I've not always been in that relationship on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. I've been in times in my life when I felt I can manage my own, thank you, during the week. I know you're there, God. I can manage my own. And I've gone to church on a Sunday and I've worked it on a Sunday. And I've thought, I'm all right during the week. Thank you very much. And then as I've become older and got closer to God, I've really developed a relationship where, yes, God is part of my day to day. And I tell you what, can you remember that frontline video that we saw, where on the front line there was someone washing up, and that's the main thing I remember about that person washing up, and that pot that they were washing, and that concept that on our front line in everything we do, God is with us and He values what we do. Even the washing up, which I spend a lot of time washing up and washing and cleaning and things like that, you know, day-to-day stuff. God is with us through that. Spend a lot of time talking to people. God's with me through that time, supporting people and comforting people and helping people to feel strong about themselves. God's with us through all of it. And that's what the examine is helping us to reflect on, when God's close, when he's far away some of the time. He's not really, and it's helping us to appreciate that. You will know perhaps over Easter that I've looked at the poems of the Christian mystics, a book here. You won't be able to see it, but it just shows you, so I've got it with me. It's called The Lovers of God Everywhere. And there's a most beautiful, beautiful poem in that by someone called Mechthild of Magdeburg. Now, Mechthild of Magdeburg was born in 1210, and she had a spiritual experience where she saw all things in God and God in all things. So that concept of God being with us through the day in all things. And she talks, the description of the poem is, it's about a bird in the air or a fish in water. And we live and breathe and move in God's love always, whether we know it or whether we don't know it. So there's nowhere to seek and nothing to do except to recognise and bow to that which is already so, that God's with us. Then our life is as effortless as a bird that rivers the air. Effortless as a bird that rivers the air. Let me read you the poem. It's very beautiful. It's called Effortlessly. Effortlessly, Love flows from God into man like a bird who rivers the air without moving her wings. Thus we move in his world, one in body and soul, though outwardly separate in form. As the source strikes the note, humanity sings. The Holy Spirit is our harpist, and all the strings which are touched in love must sound effortlessly, like a bird in the air, God close to us. So I wonder, how does it seem, a 24-hour meditation with God? How's that sound? Will it be difficult for us? Some will embrace the closeness of God to us in our day-to-day lives. Some others of us might see it as just too much, praying, meditating all the time. Well, I suppose it depends on how we view God, God the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I've always believed in a loving, caring God with unconditional love, constant, wanting me to be the best I can be and holding me, giving me guidance to work things through. And God's love is with me through the joy, through the sorrow, and with me when I fall short of my best. And he continues to love me and try and helps me to try and try again. And the prayer of the examine provides us with that ongoing way of linking with God through our days. And it gives us a way of looking at our days and thinking what God is showing us and how he's guiding us. So I commend the examine. Try it. See what it gives. See how it benefits. Think about it in terms of frontline. It's God is with us through our days, and our days sometimes are trickier than others, especially at the moment. So let's work through the examine booklet, and let us take it as a time of prayer. Tina's going to, in a few moments, move us through some more intercessional prayers. But let's take this time of prayer as a time for us to examine our day. So Martin's going to just move through the slides. And no, sorry, Martin, scuttle back again. Back again, sorry. Remembering the day, sorry. We're going to move on to the next bit. And let's take this as a time of prayer. We'll move through it faster. You probably will want to do it slower, perhaps if you get the link yourself. But let's move through so we get an idea of what the examine is. So, remembering the day. Let's just think back. And ask God to help us to see and understand how his love has been working with us over the last day. So we think back over the last day, asking God to guide our thoughts. Don't try too hard. Just scan the day. Scan yesterday and all that happened. And then we're asked for thanksgiving. Out of yesterday's experience, what's the one experience that you feel most grateful for? Relish that experience and give thanks to God. Is there something that God wants to say to you through that experience? And then moving on to the next, sorrow and regret. What is the one experience that you feel the most sorrow or regret for yesterday? In the light of God's love and forgiveness, What would you like to say to God? And what does God want to say to you? And where were you most and least aware of God? Think through the events of the day and see when you felt closest to God. When did you feel love? When did you give love? When did you feel alive? And a gift for the new day. Having reviewed the day, find a word or a phrase or an image to represent what you'd like to bring as a gift into this new day. Keep that word or phrase or image in your heart over this day. And pray. Pray for grace to move on into the new day with love, faith, and hope. For the grace to bring more of what gives us life, for the grace to continue to recognize God in our daily lives. The prayer of Usami. If you weren't able to see all of that, and I've seen a couple of slides saying that you might not be able to see all of it, if you haven't, then please do have a look on the the newsletter and on Facebook, and you will be able to then see the all the different slides. But I do hope that that has given an overview of the examine, and perhaps we'll have some time, perhaps when I'm doing prayers in the future, when we can work through it a little bit. I'd like to finish with the final section on a tiny little leaflet here that came from Murfield, where I did my training. It's a Murfield publication, and it's called The Practice of the Examine. Practice of the Awareness of the Examine. And let's say the last section is a prayer. It's from Psalm 139. Dear Lord, you examine me and know me. You know if I'm standing or sitting. You read my thoughts from far away. Whether I walk or lie down, you are watching. You know every detail of my conduct. It was you who created my innermost self and put me together in my mother's womb. For all these mysteries, I thank you. For the wonder of your works, you know me through and through. Examine me and know my heart. Probe me and know my thoughts. Amen.